He is outgoing, gregarious, friendly, loving. What can I say? He's generous. We'd get emails about him being all over the place. So he loved to travel while he was over there, and his job gave him the opportunity to do that.
That's James Wood, his brother Phil, on that Malaysian flight that is still missing without a trace. Rumors about an oil slick that turned out not to be an oil slick, a door that turned out not to be a door, a raft that turned out not to be a raft. Nothing but questions surrounding the search for the Boeing 777. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How are you? A lot better than the Wood family, one of the American families, upset by, obviously, and rocked their world by what has happened here. Luckily, at least, having just seen their brother and spent time with him, you've got Vietnamese military, you have U.S. military, you've got National Transportation Safety Board, lots of people looking for this flight, but so far, no luck. It just vanished from radar screens with 239 people on board on Saturday. They're not ruling out a hijacking at this point. There are all kinds of theories they're exploring for the loss of Flight 370. We move from Flight 370 to the situation in the Ukraine and all of the avalanche of comments that are coming down about this referendum to the people in the Crimea over sticking or going back to Mother Russia or having their own independence. There are protests and there are people celebrating. The president is supposed to meet with the prime minister of the Ukraine in a fledgling government. You'd have to say it's a fledgling government. And he had a message today. The PM, Yatsenyuk, had this to say to Putin. Take a listen.
This is our land. Our parents and grandparents spilled their blood for it. We will not give up a single centimeter. Let Russia and the Russian president know this.
All right, but who sticks by the Ukraine? It looks like the U.S. is sort of, the European Union is, but to what point? If Russia continues to do what they're doing and push comes to shove, how far in do we go? How far in do we go as a nation? And how frightening does this get when we talk about the Cold War, the possibility of war? Would we really push it that far? Would we really go to the point, go to the mat for the Crimea where half the people want to be involved with Russia or not? Or is it a muddled message? And I think it's a muddled message. Like everything else, it's not very clear. Although at least the players have the same message. They're on the same page and saying the same thing, whether it's the Secretary of Defense, the President of the United States, the mouthpiece for the White House, Jay Carney, or anybody else in power, I'll say, to comment on the United States' position. And the comment is, we're backing the Ukrainians for what they want for their democracy and their elections that will be held in May. Another big thing that happened while you might have been sleeping is there's been a massive immigration change in a policy that gives legal status to undocumented relatives of the U.S. military. Wow. It came down in the form of what they call a policy memorandum, a form of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. That's it. It wasn't submitted to or even approved by Congress, not published in the Federal Register, which would allow for public comments. If you look back, and lots of things have gone that route, that hasn't happened. It just is. It's in place. And now that it's in place, it's called parole in place. That means that bring on the relatives. Clearly, the thought is by those who think it's a good thing that, listen, they choose to serve. They shouldn't be worried about whether or not their mother is going to be deported, their father, their brother. They shouldn't be deported because they have served or are serving in our military. When it's all said and done, what are we going to have left? What are we going to have left? And to me, that's maybe even the bigger problem. Can we even afford this scenario? Backdoor amnesty or the way to reward the people who join our voluntary military? And in the end, who could possibly put themselves in a position to do harm? Maybe to some of the people in the military because they could assimilate in and think of, and I know this is sinister, and I know I'm going to the dark side, but if I wanted to bring people in, forget the visas tightening, why not serve? Serve and add a lot of people to the list. Trickier things have happened. It seems like it would be a layup to try and do that. All right, switching gears. If you've ever gone to New York City, you know, there's something about that carriage ride in the park. There's big debates over this, and there's even debates maybe not too far from where you are. There are lots of horse and carriage rides across the nation, from South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, to Dallas, Texas, to downtown Los Angeles even. Some people think it's cruel and inhumane what happens to the horses. Liam Neeson, who couldn't be a bigger star these days, had this to say about the carriages.
I know these guys. I've been using the park for over 20 years. I see the joy that these tourists get.
All right, and that's true. There, it is a very big tourist thing, no matter where I think the horse and carriage is. But the debate is getting rid of them in New York. That's what's happening, and it's let off a firestorm because now it's near to that point. And then finally, this one, who says that you can't just go to the common man to make money for a picture because it costs so much money to make them, that if you don't have a big budget or a gigantic name, how do you do it? Kristen Bell and Veronica Mars paying for her thing, her new movie, through Kickstarter. Here's what she had to say.
I was floored. I mean, our fans have always been unbelievable, and we knew that, but I think they proved that to the world. I thought we could make our goal in a month. I had no idea it would that they would triple the goal in a month. I had no idea that the fans wanted it that badly, and we're ultimately flattered to be involved in this project that so many people want to see. Nobody got paid. No, everyone was there because they wanted to be there, and we take it very seriously that our fans funded this movie. We are not flippant about it, and we desperately wanted the best movie possible for them, so we just tried to work as hard as we could and deliver.
All right, Veronica Mars coming out on Tuesday. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Thanks for listening to America Tonight. This might not have hit your radar screen until you tuned into America Tonight. You know, this thing with immigration, I've said this before, I've gone out with the Border Patrol several times. I've seen this game, I've seen this gig, and I've been backwards and forwards for the last decade on this immigration and the lack of a clear-cut policy that was already actually on the books but wasn't enforced, so blah, blah, blah. Here we are. We find ourselves in this situation. Now we're talking about with this military exemption that is getting pushed in other directions, we're talking about tens of thousands of people. Tens of thousands of people in the country illegally are going to be offered a green card and legal residency. Game over. Game over. Here's your Social Security card. Here's your health care. Here's your education. Here's everything else that you need. Now, the wife of someone who serves would be entitled to the things I mentioned, survivor benefits and health care and all that kind of stuff. But we're blowing it out beyond that. It's going beyond that. Is it fair or is it foul? What say you, America? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Izzy in Missouri, hello.
Can you say Bohica?
Yeah, ten times fast.
Now, bend over, here it comes again.
Yeah.
Well, for starters, number one, it is not legal. I don't care what Obama says. It is absolutely not legal. First off, you must be a permanent legal resident to even take the oath for the military. That law has not changed.
Well, somehow he skirted it.
Well, what else doesn't he skirt
when
he wants to? And number two, it has already been proven that Mexican gangs have infiltrated our military. There have been court martials held because they get their hands close to explosives, they steal, they know about a lot of our military dealings. And that makes it a very dangerous situation.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, it's just a sleazy, sneaky way to make illegals criminals. I don't care if you came in at 2, at 14. If you have done nothing to go forward to get your citizenship, you're still an illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And to be in my military, and I call it mine because I've served, my entire damn family has served. No. Uh-uh. Wrong. Yes, I'm hot. I'm probably hotter than the gentleman in Illinois, because this is just bull crap, and you know it, I know it, and the rest of this country knows it.
Mm-hmm.
And we are putting our military people at risk.
Yeah, that's a good point, Izzy. That's one we didn't talk about, putting them at risk. And this would be a great sneaky way also to bring more terrorists or potential terrorists into the fold.
But how are we... Okay, we cannot afford them already, and we're going to legalize their entire families?
Yeah.
How can we afford that?
Well, we can't. We can't. I mean, we can't afford it.
I mean, some of us really tried to go back in, you know, and there is a big cry about, well, you know, people that are 45 and 50, they would go back in and serve. And they're being denied. Well, hell, I've had kids. I've tried to put kids in. I was a recruiter for 2 years. But later on, maybe 8 years ago, I walked a kid through all of the recruiting process. And he got bibbed out for a minor violation when he was, 20 or 19. And he was 31 when he had cleaned up his act totally. They wouldn't take him. Yet you'll take an illegal who has outright committed a crime?
Mm.
Being in this country illegally?
Mm.
And they're coming in and flocked just, you know what? The two senators that are promoting this, Kaufman and Denman, they should be kicked out of office, because they're both Republicans, too.
Yeah, I think it's shocking. It is. It's stunning that they're doing this.
I'm madder than a wet hornet. And I was having a perfectly good day until now. But still, this is wrong, Kate. This is wrong.
I know. It is wrong. It is wrong.
And everybody needs to get off their butts and pound on their elected officials, which I will be doing April 1st of all days. Yeah, I will testify before a Senate hearing on another issue. But I'm going to find a way to worm this one in.
Yeah, you go. That's the absolutely Izzy and Izzy.
Just say
you,
no.
Yeah, as Izzy said. Thanks, Izzy. Her son is serving. She's talked about her family before, and of course she has as well. So now the status pushed out again, to make sure you understand, to relatives of those who have served in the military. So it's beyond just the spouse. It goes way beyond that. And what's being said is, listen, the people who serve, the men and women who serve in the National Guard, deserve peace of mind that their family will not be deported. They can't be worried about being deported. A spokesperson for the Center for Immigration Studies says a whole class of aliens with no rights to be in the United States are suddenly going to be allowed to live and work here on the basis of their relationship with military and veterans. And I think what Izzy added to the conversation is interesting, because then we're talking about the possibility, I think, of who's going to come in. Geez, if I want to assimilate, what do I do? Perfect. Use the military. Now, the military is another way to funnel yourself into the United States. And by the way, a bunch of other people that you want to bring with you. Dan in Texas, hello.
Hello. Okay. This half-breed illegal alien, Barack Obama, has just turned us into the United States of Mexico. And it's going to bankrupt this country with what he's done, which was his game all along. This man needs to be impeached. And I'm going to call my congressman in the morning and protest just like Izzy and everybody else. And if we don't get on the phone right now and get this stopped, this crap's going to bankrupt us.
Yeah, and that's the other part of this equation, Dan, is the possibility of it bankrupting us because of the multitudes. When you start to add up the mouths and the people, it's a lot. And says nothing for the people, by the way. Thanks, Dan. Says nothing, by the way, for the people who have been standing in line, like Jack, who spoke to us. People who have hired lawyers who desperately want to come to the United States. They love what the United States stands for, and they're doing it through legal channels. They just got pushed back even further. There is more cutters now in line in front of them. Forget about it. If you know anyone, I know two people that have worked hard to try to make that happen, and they just now, like Jack, have jumped all the way back in line because of this. You know, you think about this. We just had this blow to the defense budget, where you have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and other defense experts saying that the military can't exist on $420,000, right? $420,000. The Pentagon just said, well, it's the reality. That's what we have to do. The four-year budget sheet, when they put it out there, Chuck Hagel was furious but then had to bite the bullet, so to speak, and play the game. But it's the cuts that we're having that drop the Army to a pre-World War II size and scale back ops with the Marine Corps and the Navy, and then you throw in this scenario with people serving who aren't citizens and all the people that come, the entourages that come along with it. Wow. I mean, what happened to our military? What happens to the people who really want to serve and find themselves now in maybe a hairy, scary situation? Not today, not tomorrow, but next year, because the gate has swung open. I know that there are people that are saying, oh, bring it on, the United States of let's let everybody who could possibly do damage and harm us, let's just swing open the doors and let them come on in. And I would really love to be a fly on the wall to hear the reaction from some of those Joint Chiefs of the past, and clearly those that are the minds of the defense of the United States, what they think, what they really, really think about this policy. Stay with us. More to come.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Tonight, terrorism expert Jeff Atticott. In our next segment, we talk to him about the situation in the Ukraine and Putin and the missing plane and terrorism in general, things that are happening, follow-ups on the world stage and whatnot. If you've never heard Jeff on our show, we have him on every so often. He is fantastic. This is a guy who is sought after to speak to all kinds of governments, all kinds of people, and gives you the straight version of what he thinks is not happening, how dangerous it is, and the reasons why. Not just, I mean, this guy goes deep, as I say. He goes deep. He puts on the scuba suit. He's great. So he's coming up in our next segment. In the meantime, we're talking about this new policy of the Obama administration of extending citizenship beyond just the spouse to other family members of somebody who serves in the military who's illegal, and they sign up, and then, boom, they get to become a citizen now so do a plethora of other people in the family, and a lot of people weren't aware of this, I guess, weren't aware, well, and I wasn't, frankly, because it kind of slipped under the radar. Not initially the conversations about it. The conversations had been there, but the fact that now this is actually happening is the thing. So it's happening. If you have any thoughts on it, share them with us at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We had a bunch of people already, so this has definitely tripped the trigger for a lot of people, if you will. We've had a lot of people that have sent me a flurry of emails. I always say this is such a great audience as far as sending me notes. They think about it, and maybe they're downloading shows. I'm not sure. But I know that we get massive emails. And you know people are charged up when they can't get through, because we had a whole bunch of calls stacked up, and they immediately hit me up with the emails. Don't even wait. They just let it fly. Got this one from Jake, who listens to us in Austin and is a frequent emailer of this show. But anyway, Jake says, Kate, I have to say I am stunned by what I heard you say a few moments ago. How can that be that there doesn't have to be any congressional approval of this? I don't understand. You would think that this would entail Congress debating it, talking about it, whatever. The fact that it has just gone in, kicked into effect, to me, shows me more the reasons why I made a mistake in voting for Obama, because I'll be honest with you, I could not vote for the weak opponents the Republicans put up, and I feel if you have an opinion, you have to vote, so I voted for Obama twice, and perhaps I wasted both of those votes. I should have sat on my hands, sad to say, and not voted whatsoever. I don't think I have a problem with somebody who serves becoming an American citizen, but I think you start to go beyond that. One, I just don't know how that's affordable to the country. We will go bankrupt, as some of the people have said on the show. All right, this other one came to us from Hal, and Hal says, I've listened for a while, Kate. I've never emailed or called the show. I just sit back and take it all in. But now I am furious. I serve this country proudly and much to the sacrifice of my family. This is a blight to all soldiers who have gone through hell and back in some of our wars to have this policy kicked in with Congress not even having a vote or a say. Is outrageous. There has to be something illegal about it. And if there isn't, shame on us. Because somebody should have put something in to make sure, wherever it was, that this was not a possibility. Well, it changes the dialogue, doesn't it? It changes the conversation for a lot of people, even those who feel like if you serve, okay, you're wearing the colors, you're doing what you have to do, so you should be able to get legal status. But the relatives beyond the relatives, and what that risk, I think that it does clearly clamp on those who are serving. I mean, geez. And what the thought is that it's the president's, what I've heard from a couple of other people, is that it's the president's, he has the authority to, it's his will to enforce the law and choose which immigrants he thinks are the priority for this country. So if they've got a relative and they're, you know, serving the nation, they should be able to have that relative be cleared and get citizenship. I'll say what I said earlier. There was no public comment on it, no public comment prior to it, this rule, because it's not it's not really being called a law. We're going to call it a rule. That's the tricky thing here, because this goes under immigration services. So it comes out on the form. So if you're filling out the form, you'll see it on the form, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, what they're calling a new policy memorandum. Not submitted, not talked about, none of that, not approved by Congress. They weren't even published in the Federal Registry, as I mentioned before, but I'll say it again, because if it was, if you check, if you know anything about that, the reason it's published is because then there's public comment before a rule kicks in, and sometimes it doesn't happen because of the public comments. Now, can you imagine if there was public comments? There's a reason why it wasn't in the Federal Register, because they know that the avalanche, there might have been plenty of positive comments, but trust me, there would be plenty of negative comments on this as well. So that's the reason why it wasn't published. That's the reason why there wasn't any allowances for the public to, frankly, comment on something that just kicks in and affects all of us. It affects your local governments. It affects the school districts. It affects the hospitals. I mean, wouldn't it be great if we could just completely open our borders, which we do have the doors wide open, but I won't be sarcastic about it. Let's just say we just say, anyone who wants to come to America, come to America. Wouldn't that be great? Yep. Give us everyone in the world who wants to come here, and we'll figure out a way to feed them. We'll figure out a way to get them jobs. We'll figure out a way that we can all coexist and live in this amazing, amazing country and still be able to function economically, mentally, and physically. Well, of course, I'm being silly, but it's the truth. This is why none of us can do this in other countries. This is why they follow us around with our visas and keep track of us. Yes, smaller countries, but they don't want to have this kind of situation because you run into chaos. This isn't the Roman Empire where all of a sudden, wow, look at all these people. And you remember what happened in the Roman Empire. And unfortunately, the gate now has really swung open on this one, because of the amounts of people that we're talking about. And the amounts are pretty high. It's so high we can't count them, because we don't even know for sure how many people are in the country illegally. And the real shame of it is what it also does to the people that I've already mentioned who have spent lots of money, who really want to be here, or trying to jump through the hoops that you have to jump through to become a citizen, to get here, waiting in line, waiting. And it is a... I just talked to someone the other day where the daughter is getting engaged to somebody who lives in France, and they're saying, well, this is the only route we could choose, because trust me, we tried every other thing in between, but you're not getting in the country. You're not getting a green card unless you're married. So that whole thing has just been completely circumvented. Wow. All right, the missing Malaysian flight, it looks like the thing that's really dicey about this is that one of the two guys who boarded the plane on a stolen passport, they say, looked like Mario Balotelli. And what they're saying is there's these clues that have been dropped as to who they're looking for, this mysterious Iranian businessman who booked the tickets, and they're trying to hunt down all these leads while they're still trying to come up with this disappearing plane. They have not been able to find a trace of the plane at this point. There was a rumor about the door that broke last night, but it turned out to be false at this point. My, oh my. I don't know that we'll unravel that one. Coming up next on America Tonight, Jeff Atticott talking about Putin and the situation in the Ukraine. Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The director of the Center for Terrorism Law, St. Mary's University School of Law in San Antonio. Izzy in Missouri, I hope you're listening. I think, Jeff, Izzy is one of your biggest fans. She loves it when you're on. She likes it. She says, Jeff, he pulls no punches. And speaking of pulling no punches, boy, I'll tell you, some of your posts are just, I mean, all your posts really to me are dead on. But you talk about why the Crimea can control its own destiny and become part of Russia. Some people see that and go, what's he talking about? Explain what you think the role should be for the United States in this situation that we've got going on now in the peninsula.
Well, from a national perspective, you know, we have to do what's best for our country. And I'm a nationalist. I don't really care about, you know, the international poo-poo, so to speak, of the far left that always are concerned with what other countries think about us. From a national interest, Ukraine has not attacked us. They haven't attacked another country. They've obviously got civil unrest. They've got issues within their own nation. We've had the same process in our own great history. We had a thing called the Declaration of Independence, where the people decided that we wanted to break away from a particular government that we found distasteful. We have the right, the God-given right, according to our Declaration of Independence, to form a new nation. That's exactly what we did. So if the individuals in that part of Ukraine, the Crimea, vote to join another nation or create their own country, they certainly have the right to do so.
Yeah, and it's great the way you point that out about the Declaration of Independence, because all we keep hearing from the White House, from Obama, is that this is breaking international law. But that simply isn't true, is it?
No, not necessarily. It's not true at all. Again, it's called self-determination. When in the course of human events, governments are formed by the consent of the people. And if the people no longer consent, they have the right to break away. And this is a case of them breaking away. They're not trying to overthrow the government in Kiev. They're simply saying that we no longer think that you represent our interests. We have grievances, and we want to break away. And in this case, they want to break away and join with Russia. They have the God-given right. If it was good enough for our founders, then it should be good enough for everybody else in the world. We can't say, well, it's good enough for us, but nobody else can do it. That doesn't make sense. And President Obama, you know, obviously has a very shallow understanding of the roots of this country.
Yeah, as you watch this, too, and you see what's happening with the European Union, it seems to me, and I could be wrong about this, but reading this, they're talking about the money they're raising to give to the Ukrainians and all that kind of stuff, Jeff, but it seems to me like the European Union is trying to sort of back around this. They're kind of caught in the middle of this. Am I right?
Well, I think so, yes. I mean, it's no one's going to go to war over what's occurring in Ukraine. And no one's going to impose heavy economic sanctions on Russia. Russia's not Libya. They are a major superpower. And if you want to, you know, fall on your sword over this and start a new Cold War in earnest, then that's the way to do it. And the Europeans aren't going to do that. They're too dependent on Russia. And again, Russia has not attacked another country. They were invited in. They came in to protect their own ethnic population, Russians that are there at the invitation. The parliament voted unanimously in the Crimea to have a referendum and to rejoin Russia. Now it's going to the people. So the people will make that determination. And if they decide they want to go with Russia, then I see no violation of international law.
What does this say about also the president and how he's perceived internationally now, especially after what's happened the last couple of years, the things that you and I have talked about?
Well, you know, the naivete all started when he got the Nobel Peace Prize after being in office for 24 hours and doing nothing. And the one thing he has done is nothing. Every issue that he's touched, from Iraq, where it's falling apart, to Afghanistan, where we're leaving in defeat, to Syria, to Libya, to North Africa, to Russia, our relationships with China, North Korea. He has no success stories, either domestically with his policies nor in terms of national security. It's, you know, it's quite sad that the United States has lost a lot of our standing, because, you know, what other countries respond to is the application of violence or the threat of lawful violence. And, of course, when we rattle our sword now, it's about the size of a butter knife, and it intimidates nobody in terms of getting them to do or to refrain from doing anything. So we are simply a paper tiger under this administration.
Yeah. And then you mix into always the United Nations, but you even clearly point this out. They can't get involved in the middle of this, with Russia clearly being part of the Security Council, correct?
That's correct, and that's why the United Nations is another reason why it's a worthless organization. During the Cold War, nothing ever got done because the Soviets were one of the you know, the members of the Permanent Security Council and the Chinese Communists. So we had a brief little window of opportunity in the 90s when we had a couple of resolutions that got through, but particularly with President Obama in his Libya escapade, when he got the Security Council to approve a no-fly zone and then broke his word and started attacking targets on the ground through, quote-unquote, NATO, well, you know, the Russians and the Chinese aren't going to approve any type of Security Council use of force anywhere in the world with that type of track record.
Yeah. What's your take? I mean, this is off topic of Russia and that situation, but just because so many eyes are on this, what's happening with this Malaysian airliner that's missing and the whole passport thing, the two people with the fake passport. And I know this can be a lot of different things and we don't know at this point, but what's your gut tell you on that?
Well, you know, the number one target for radical Islamic extremism has always been airplanes. We've had cases where planes have gone down before. The one in Egypt that the pilot basically crashed into the ground, and the media tried to cover it up. Our first clue was when he was shouting as he crashed the plane into the ground, Allah Akbar, over and over and over again. We don't have enough information. We have two individuals that bought, you know, one-way tickets with cash, and no red alarms went off. That's very disturbing. And so we'll just have to kind of wait and see. But Malaysia is a Islamic nation, and there's radical Islamic extremists in Malaysia aplenty.
Yeah, boy, that certainly is true, no doubt about that. Another thing that we talked about a lot, and I'll throw this in here too, is because you had thoughts on this, Benghazi keeps, you know, bubbling up, coming back up over again. Are we ever really going to know the A, B, C, and D of this situation that happened there with the death of the ambassador and three others?
Not with our current news media, not until this administration is out of office, and it might come out at some point. But, of course, Hillary Clinton has an interest in keeping the lid on the truth. What I do know is that we could have got air assets there in time to make a difference. And when we were told that, well, you know, we couldn't distinguish who to shoot at. But no, you just shoot at everything within a two-block radius around the embassy and level it. That sends a signal to people that do not mess with our ambassador or with our embassy. And if there's collateral damage, then that's simply the way it goes. And these groups, these totalitarian groups, will understand that. But, of course, we wring our hands and worry about what countries will think about us. Well, when you don't use force, when you have the right to use force, they think a great deal about you in terms of being vacillating and weak and do-nothings.
So in that perception, vacillating and weak, whoever the next person is that steps into the White House, how important is it, do you think, for them to stand much, much taller than what we've seen, obviously? Is there a way to get that back? Because, you know, it's one of those hills that you can roll down, and all of a sudden the United States just keeps getting further and further away from what it once was.
Well, it's going to take, you know, opportunities where we can use force in a logical way and then to use that force, because that's what gets the attention of these regimes. There was a time when the American flag was such that, you know, nobody dared mess with the American flag. And that time has passed. Doesn't mean it can't come back again, but we need to put our emphasis on protecting our people and using force when necessary when those people are threatened.
Yeah. All right, and finally, Jeff, last question, bring it back around to the situation with what Putin's doing, what's happening there with the referendum. Do you think the referendum just goes off on the 16th without a lot of problems, or do you think there's some problems?
I think it's going to go off, and I'm confident based on, you know, what my sources say, that it will be an overwhelming vote to secede and to join Russia.
Yeah, because, again, that also goes to the population, right? A lot of the population there, that's exactly what they want.
That's right. And, of course, Ukraine's not a stable country. Russia has more stability. And, again, the parliament voted unanimously to secede, basically.
Yeah. All right, Jeff Atticott, St. Mary's University School of Law. How's things in San Antonio?
Well, they're doing good. You know, not as cold as it is up north, but we're surviving the global warming as well.
I love that. Jeff Atticott, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kate.
Bye-bye.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this
this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.